simple reason for using this photograph, and actually it goes back to why I'm doing the research that I'm doing. It's called Just Because I'm Old Doesn't Mean I'm Vulnerable. And that came about from me actually speaking to a patient one day, admitting them into the general medical ward, and asking them lots of questions. And she said, why are you asking me all this stuff? And I said, well, you know, as we get older, sometimes in difficult situations and may need help, we need to establish, well, just because I'm old doesn't mean I'm vulnerable, was the answer. And I thought, all right. And I went away actually with this in my head for weeks, just because I'm old doesn't mean I'm vulnerable. And then this project came about, and I thought, you know, maybe she's right. Who am I to say she is or isn't vulnerable? What makes gives me the right? And when you look down through all the literature, of course, you know, being deemed to be vulnerable has a range of potential consequences for lots of adults, both the people living in the community and the people being admitted to hospital. So it was my decision then to have a look at both community settings and patients within hospitals to see whether or not they actually did believe they were vulnerable. It's sort of going against the grain, I have to say, because we have a nice new senior nurse in who looks after an area called Vulnerable Adults, and he's writing lots of booklets and literature about vulnerable adults and giving these out to patients. So he'd come along to see me to ask why I was asking this, and I said, because that's what the patient has actually told me. So it's not something I've just plucked out of the air, it's an actual statement from the patient. So I thought, I need to know if this is how people actually do or do not feel. And we're going to look at, I'm going to look at people over the age of 65, because they are now classed as older people in society. So I decided that I could look at inpatients only, but how would I know if it was the hospital situation that was giving them the feelings they did or didn't have? So I decided that we would look at some patients out with and get their points of view as well. I'd just like to say it's been quite interesting, because having not got the ethics, I can't actually interview the patients in hospital yet. But I have had the opportunity to do a few in the community. And I can just share something with that I thought was quite interesting, and maybe will help back up some of the research that we do, some of the things we find from this research. And that was that a patient, a gentleman who wasn't a patient, had come into A&E because he'd fallen over, hurt his ankle, he was 78 years old. And when I asked him about being vulnerable, he said, you made me vulnerable when I came into hospital, because you made me feel old and you made me feel I couldn't cope. And allowing him to carry on, he explained to me that we kept on asking him how old he was, did he live alone, did he have any help, did he need help, etc, etc. He said, I didn't need to answer those questions, that's nobody's business. And there were lots of other things. And another gentleman who was partially sighted said, I may be partially sighted, but that doesn't mean I'm vulnerable. I've always been partially sighted, and that's how I am, and that's how I lived. But you may call me vulnerable, but I don't feel that way. So I think it is a bit about, we have to learn maybe to understand what actually individuals feel about being vulnerable. We're always going to get literature telling us who is and who isn't, and why they are and why they aren't, but we actually never ask people how they themselves feel. So that's the background to my research. I don't know what it's going to turn up, but I'll find it interesting either way. But it does make my approach to people, as you were asking me earlier, slightly different, in as much as I don't assume, because they're old and they live alone, that they're actually vulnerable. Because that's not how they themselves feel. And that's the basis of it. And that's as far as I've gone.
Thank you very much, Philly.
Thank you.